I started the recorder now.
Okay. Welcome to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. It's an emergency meeting. It's October 2nd, 2020. The time is 6:01 p.m. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari, Alex?
Yes.
John Fleshman?
Yes.
Ralph Horn?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. I'll make a motion to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance at any past minutes.
I will second.
There's a motion and a second. I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, this is an emergency meeting to revise a motion from the October 8th, 2020 regular meeting. We need to change some wording. Mark or Mary, can you just give us the updated language that we need to say here to correct the motion?
Yes. Let's see, hold on just a second. Approve the process for emergency purchases for credit card purposes. Department director will text Mark Potts, the administrator, who prior resolution has approval for $10,000 emergency purchases. Second, provide purpose. The caller or the texter, well, the department head will provide the purpose, the vendor, the expected cost, and the account number to apply it to. Number three, upon approval of the administrator will forward the text with that information to the fiscal officer. The fiscal officer will go online to the UAN program to ensure the funds are available in the account requested. Five, the fiscal officer will respond to the department director to obtain the credit card and copy the text back to the administrator. Number six, the department head is to return the card the same day with the receipts or as soon as the emergency allows.
All right, so I will move to accept that language. Is there a second?
I will second.
Is there any discussion or debate?
So my question is, Mary, so no one gets to hold it. You have to give it to them if there's an emergency. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what about like with the police department where they fill up on a regular basis every day?
They have their gas cards maintained. They are under a different type of control mechanism.
Okay. So the ones that would be affected would be the road department. They would have to get with you in an emergency to get the card.
All the departments. So if
even the fire department.
Yes, they've okay. All turned in their cards. Although I haven't been able to find the road department, so I'm sure they're here. They were delivered. I just couldn't find them. I have a text out to Robin, the fiscal officer assistant. I do have the others. So I live just a half a mile away. So
yes.
It's not a problem. I do plan on being around for the next 3 days, so I can run down here and meet them and do the process.
So I have a quick question or suggestion. If we would put like when you go to a hotel, they have a little safe that has you enter a code, and it will, you open, you put your jewelry and stuff like that in there, or your wallet, and you close it. What if we was to have a place in the office, only you have the codes, and in a case of emergency, and we don't have to do this right away, and these are like the size of a shoebox. In a case of an emergency and you were not available or out of town or et cetera, you could give that code to either department to be able to retrieve that credit card. And then if change the code whenever you see, you know, once it's taken care of.
That's a good possibility. I think I've done something just as simple as having it in a hidden place with a seal on it, like a candle seal. And,
yeah.
You know, when the seal's broken. But, you know, we can do something simple like that. We expect this only to be a short-term thing, maybe a month at the most. Until
okay.
We can clarify the process and get more control over the use
of the credit.
So this
ain't permanent
cards.
Then?
No.
Okay, see, thinking that this was permanent, I was just thinking if we had, you know, three lock boxes that are digital, for each department, or can a department, we could have one lockbox, one credit card, and in an emergency, it doesn't matter which person uses it, or does that make a difference?
Their names on them. That's why they have to.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So we would need to have three different electronic lockboxes that would be in the office, and then at any given time, you could give that code to that box, each box having its own code.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think it's going to be necessary. It's just that we haven't implemented an appropriate procedure. I think once we have the procedures, then each department director would be held accountable and disciplined if they didn't follow the process.
Okay, gotcha. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Mr. Horn, any questions or comments?
No, I'm clear. Thank you.
Okay, with that, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right, that concludes the agenda for the emergency meeting. Since it's an emergency meeting, we can't discuss anything else. So I just hope everyone has a good weekend and we don't have to have any other things to clean anything up over the weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Have a good one.
Good weekend all.